we're looking at the gypsy sites, aren't we, in Swansea? And there has been much debate over the past few years with regards to where you were going to site these locations. And you've narrowed it down now, haven't you? So the report's out today. Tell us what's in it.
OK, so at the present time, we have to submit our local development plan, which controls how we do all development across Swansea. And as part of that, we have to submit provision for gypsy traveller families. We therefore have to make a decision in the next week or so. And our view at this point in time is that we will go for the existing traveller site, which is located in St Samlas. So basically, we're going to use what we've already got.
There's quite a lot of opposition from local people to some of the sites you did put forward. Is that maybe what led to you making this decision to stick with what you already knew and the site you already had?
Well, again, there was an exhaustive process over a number of years looking at sites. But I think in terms of what we've got to today is we are using what we've got. It takes away the ambiguity around the future of the other sites that were considered. Those will now be provided and will be looked at in terms of development or other uses. So for those communities, it takes the question about whether they'll become gypsy traveller sites out now and, you know, should give them clarity in terms of the position for those sites.
So what's the next stage for this?
So Cabinet will consider the report next week, and if Cabinet decides to approve this, then the gypsy traveller provision of the existing site will be included in the local development plan, and that will be submitted to the Welsh Government next year.
Was there a risk, Rob, that if you didn't submit this now, that there could be outside speculative developers come into the area and maybe you wouldn't have a say over future planning?
Yeah, that's the big risk in all of this, is that if we didn't have an approved local development plan, then communities would be at risk from developers coming in and suggesting schemes, and we wouldn't have any framework in which to either reject or support them, and the decisions would end up probably going to the Welsh Government. So we would lose control over development in Swansea, and we really didn't want that to happen.
Now, I know you're trying to balance the books as well. So the land that you were thinking about developing on, what are you going to do with that?
Well, there were a number of sites considered for gypsy travellers. I mean, the shortlisted site in Pennell Green Road in St Samlas, we've already got developer interest for new housing there. So again, we're looking at all of the land and assets across the authority. And all of, as we said before, all of those are in the mix. So where we get suitable developments and suitable options on those lands, we'll consider them for disposal.